The takeaway of page 122, the Maimer Alkein, we said inside that this Maimer is the Maimer that Rebbe said in 1953 in Tovshin Yud Gimel, and when Stalin fell, and this is also the Maimer that the Rebbe Rashab said a Maimer Miyusad on this Maimer in Tereir in Tovshin Shain Ches when the Tsar fell. So it's a very special Maimer. The Maimer is explaining why is the name Purim given because of the Gerol that Haman made. That's a sidebar in the story. It's not explaining the Ness of Purim. Why pick such a side thing that Haman made a raffle? You saved Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbe explains in the Maimer that this idea of the Gerol says how amazing the Ness was. The Rebbe begins in the first two Seifim of the Maimer, the idea of Teira's Ksuva Ponim V'Ocher, that Teira itself is very, very high. In order to reach the Etzem of Teira, you have to have a tremendous Bittul of Ocher, and only then can you receive the highest level of Ocher through learning Teira. And the Rebbe says that Klal Yisrael, the way the Rebbe says so many times in the Maimorim of Megillah in Tereir, that the Yidden were b'msiris nefesh for a whole year. They had tremendous bittul. And that's why they were able to get this great Ta'ore of the Rebishter, the great Teira, Kimu, Mashikibul, Alim, Kfar, they were able to get that because of the tremendous bittul. And so it is with our life relationship with the Rebishter. We have Rotsu. Rotsu's tremendous desire. That itself doesn't take the Pnimius of the Rebishter, because the highest level of Rotsu that it is, it's still your yeshes. You want. You love. That is not a keli to take from the Pnimius of Atzmus of the Rebishter of Teira. A complete bittul of shuv is necessary. And with this, the Rebbe will explain in the next sif and sif gimel how this explains why the idea of Haman making a raffle was so important. Yashar koyach.